Hello, everyone. I'm Stephen Strang, and welcome to this special edition of the Strang Report podcast. My guest today is Jared Lasky of Fireborn Ministries in Arizona. He has an amazing gift to be able to help people to receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit. And he's written a book. We're going to talk about it today, and you're going to find out how you can get hold of it. And of course, if you followed me and my ministry and Charisma Magazine, you know that we believe that the power of the Holy Spirit is so important, and I'm glad to promote it in any way, including my interview today, to talk about how the baptism of the Holy Spirit even empowered him to overcome an attack of Satan that almost took his life, and how it absolutely transformed his life, and how it can transform yours. So stay tuned, and then I'll be back at the end with another message. Jared Lasky, thank you for coming on my podcast to talk about a very important topic, and that is the baptism in the Holy Spirit. So let me start by just asking you why you believe this is so important that you wrote this book called Baptism with the Holy Spirit.
Well, it's an honor. It's a pleasure to be on the Strang Report, sir. But I wrote the book so that people can personally encounter the Holy Spirit and see the need for Jesus, who's the baptizer of the Holy Spirit, to empower them to be better equipped witnesses for Jesus. And I wrote that message because it is my life message. I've seen thousands of people receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit in many different ways, whether through the laying on of hands or remotely or over phone calls or even via text message. But people need the power of the Holy Spirit to be better equipped witnesses to spread the kingdom of God through the face of the earth. And it was a message of love, because I went through a health scare last year, and I knew that if the devil tried to kill me, I wanted to bounce back, give him a black eye, and release the message to the world, because this is my life message, to see people encounter the Holy Spirit personally and know him and fellowship with him.
Well, I want to hear your testimony in just a minute, but I agree with what you've just said. It is very important. Why do you believe that it's so controversial, even within the church, where on one side you have cessationists who believe that the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the work of the Holy Spirit, all those things died with the apostles. Then you have people who claim to be Spirit-filled. They may even agree with the doctrine, but they don't even receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit. I mean, you know, I've been a journalist for a long time. I've done the research. I don't have the figures in front of me, but and they probably vary from church to church. But it's well known that in many Pentecostal charismatic churches, half the people have never received the baptism of the Holy Spirit for a whole variety of reasons. Why do you think that why it's not more abundantly clear to most believers how important the Holy Spirit is?
Well, because the devil doesn't like Holy Spirit. And the devil's against Holy Spirit, and he's trying to do all he can to hide the manifestations, the spiritual gifts in the back rooms of a lot of churches. When we need it at the forefront, we also need it on the streets. I've seen people receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit in front of COVID tents, in hospitals back in 2020, 2021, nurses, doctors coming out, receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues for the first time. It's controversial because the devil doesn't want us to have direct access in prayer to Jesus Christ, because that's what speaking in tongues is part of. It's our prayer language, direct access to the throne room of Christ Jesus. I grew up a cessationist, but Holy Spirit was speaking to me at the ages of 12 and 13 through prophetic dreams. And I knew that Jesus was speaking to me, even though I had a pastor. One pastor said it's from the devil. Another pastor had said that God doesn't talk that way anymore. But it was the Holy Spirit wooing me to encounter Jesus. And so eventually when I opened up to the present reality that the Holy Spirit is a person and he's here and he empowers us, he filled me up like, wow, it was the most incredible experience of my life. But for some reason, and you bring up a great point about people in Pentecostal churches, a large percentage not having the baptism of the Holy Spirit, for some reason, we hide Holy Spirit, or some people try to hide Holy Spirit in the back room, or they don't even acknowledge the gifts of the Holy Spirit, even though they adhere to it doctrinally. but we still need that experience. We're several generations in since the Azusa Street Revival and the foundation of all the Pentecostal charismatic denominations, but these are generations that need, especially now more than ever before, because of what is going on in the world now. There is a movement within some church denominations where they're having schools of the Spirit, and we're seeing that now, where people who've been raised in, say, Pentecostal churches are now opening up to the truth and the present reality and experience and encountering the Holy Spirit. So that's awesome. But we need more of that, which is why when I preach the gospel, I also preach healing, baptism of the Holy Spirit all in one, so that people encounter all that the Holy Spirit has for them in one. The moment that they're saved, within minutes, they're baptized with the Holy Spirit or healed. But the devil doesn't like it. But that's why we need to promote it more. We need to preach on it more, and we need to encounter it more so that people can be empowered by the Holy Spirit through Jesus.
Well, that's so important. And my story is very different than yours. I'm actually a fourth generation Pentecostal, believe it or not. My grandparents and great-grandmothers received the baptism with the Holy Spirit not long after Azusa Street, believe it or not. And so this was always something I looked forward to, and I received, as I can remember, when I was 11 years old. And it was a valid experience, and I believe that it kept me through some very difficult teenage years. But I'm interested in your story. Tell me the story of how you received the baptism with the Holy Spirit.
Oh, I love sharing the story because this changed and transformed my life. I was a rebellious teenager, and I don't want to focus on too much of what I did back then. I'm healed, I'm whole, I'm restored. But I wasn't serving Christ Jesus, even though His Holy Spirit was speaking to me and wooing me to come to Him. So I left everything behind, my friends, the drugs, all that stuff, got into YWAM, Youth with a Mission, and within weeks, within a month and a half or 2 months, I was asking for more of the Holy Spirit. And there's a lot of other details there, but I'd had this woman lay hands on me just to agree with me to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, to speak in tongues, because I'd heard it, but I didn't know what exactly it was. But I was like, if that's the more of the Holy Spirit I need, then I want to receive whatever that is. I had minimal understanding, but I wanted more. That night, the Holy Spirit was speaking to me through amazing, incredible dreams, and my roommate said that my cheeks were on fire. Within a few days, I went to my small group leader, and I told him everything the Holy Spirit was speaking to me. And he said, so you want to speak in tongues? And he said, he had the faith. He said, I believe it will happen right now. So he explained to me that he was going to lay hands on me, and the Holy Spirit was going to speak to me a syllable or phrase in tongues. And then I'm to repeat what the Holy Spirit has spoken to me, because I'd been learning how to hear the voice of God at the age of 18 in YWAM. So there I was, and I heard the Holy Spirit speak loud and clear. And I start repeating that word over and over when I'd asked Jesus to baptize me with the Holy Spirit. And then the fire of God fell upon me in wave after wave of power, about four or five waves of power, electricity surging through my body. I was speaking in tongues, praising Jesus. I was crying, weeping, laughing. And because of my background, I did this for about two and a half hours.
Wow.
And this was power. This was the anointing and power of the Holy Spirit upon me. And Sam, my mentor, he said, you know, the devil will try to tell you that you made this up. And he'll try to. And I was like, I know this was all Jesus. I can never deny what Jesus just did. And then Sam told me to pray in tongues every day. And I've been doing that ever since, even in combat zones and on mission trips, driving down the road, praying in the Spirit, because it edifies us. So, and that's what drives me, what drives my ministry.
Well, you know, there's so much that you're mentioning and so much to unpack in a short podcast. And one of the ways that people can learn more is through your book. And before the podcast is over, I want you to tell everyone how they can get it. But also, you have an e-course on our Charisma website where people can learn more. Tell me about that. And also, then I want to talk about that incredible story that you referred to where the enemy tried to take your life. But I think it's important to let people who are watching and listening know that, you know, how they can find out more about this experience that where you just said so much so quickly that I want people to really be able to learn what you are trying to share.
Yeah, you're right. There is a lot to unpack there, but all I can say is it's Jesus. And if people are hungry for him, they will encounter him. If people want more of the Holy Spirit in their life, ask for more. Ask for more and dive into the scripture, dive into personal time with Jesus, spend time fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit. But that's why I've got an e-course on charismacourses.com, the baptism with the Holy Spirit. It's free. It always will be. It's also on my website, firebornministries.com. I've had, I think, 2,500 students go through that. It's only four or five videos. The fourth video is the prayer and activation where my wife and I worship together and start praising and singing in tongues. And many, many people receive their spiritual prayer language going through that e-course. However, if they don't, they could email me at info@firebornministries.com and I could schedule a prayer call. I've seen people just the other day, I saw a guy in South Africa through WhatsApp receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. A few weeks ago before that, I saw someone through Facebook Messenger who in the UAE received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. She'd gone through my e-course, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So I let them know they don't yet receive their spiritual prayer language through that e-course, then they could schedule a prayer call. But I always encourage them to review video 4, the activation, and usually they cancel the prayer call because they've received the Holy Spirit falling upon them like we see in Acts chapter 2. But the Holy Spirit is received through the laying on of hands or through falling upon people. So through the e-course or even through the prayer calls, it's by faith, but that's the Holy Spirit falling upon them. So charismacourses.com has the free e-course. My website, firebornministries.com, has the free website.
But and you mentioned your wife, and in this book, you tell how your wife received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So tell us that story.
Yeah, my wife was 13 years old. She went to summer camp. She was part of a great association of churches at that time, great people that we were part of for many years. And she felt the call of God upon her life. It was an altar call. And she felt the call of God to call her into ministry, into music, into missions, which we're doing now. She's an incredible musician. But she went forward and she asked Jesus. People were praying for her. She asked Jesus to baptize her with the Holy Spirit. She was slain in the Holy Spirit and was speaking in tongues for, I think, 15 or 20 minutes. I know she could tell the story better than me, but she came up transformed and a totally different person, because that's what happens when we encounter Holy Spirit. We are changed, we are transformed. And that happened in my wife's life. And that also happened in my kids' lives at the ages of 4 and 5. They all received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So it's like when we put our finger in a light socket, don't do it. But we will encounter something. We'll have a surge of power. When we encounter the dunamis power of Jesus by the Holy Spirit, we're going to be changed. We're going to be transformed. Something is going to happen.
Amen. And tell us that story about where the devil tried to kill you.
Yeah, well, I am a combat veteran from the Marine Corps. I've served in Iraq and Afghanistan, so I've been in some very crazy places. But it was about a year plus ago. I was actually a private military contractor. So this is all work-related, so I can't get into too many of the details, but I know the devil tried to kill me. So the devil tried to kill me. I ended up in a Jordanian hospital for 5 days, and I didn't know. There's a language barrier. There's a lot. All I had was Jesus. And I've always been in the ministry, but I've always had to do another job. I've always had to be bivocational. I've only been full-time like once, many years ago in the ministry. Other than that, I've always had to have another job. And so I'd been a private military contractor and leading Bible studies overseas to contractors and doing our jobs. But the devil tried to take me out. But in that experience, I saw Jesus and I saw into the cloud of witnesses, and he was telling me, your race isn't finished yet. Your race isn't finished yet. And I was in the hospital for 5 days and then came home, had minimal energy. It took 3 or 4 months to recuperate. But this book, during 5 minutes of energy, 10 minutes of energy, it was a love gift. I started compiling it, and you know, I probably should have been resting a little bit more, but just 5 minutes of energy, 10 minutes of energy, I put together this book because for about 4 or 5 months, I didn't know if I was going to make it. And I was this close at 42 years old of being received into heaven prematurely. But I put together this book. I was like, this is the message that I need to send to the world. But I put all that stuff behind me. I'm going forward, running the race that Christ has set before me. Seeing in Pakistan, we just saw like 1,000 people receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So this was a love gift to the body of Christ.
Amen. And that's beautiful. And also you have this book called Spirit Empowered Journal. So you have a lot of resources. Tell me and my viewers and listeners how they can connect with you and Fireborn Ministries and get some of these materials. You've already mentioned some of it, but the good thing about a podcast is you can stop it and back it up and write it down again if you didn't get it first time around. We'll put it in the notes because I want people to connect because I think this is so important. And also, let me just mention, lest I forget it, that if you know people, those who are watching, who need this message, who would relate to this message, who are maybe searching for more, be sure to forward this or put it on social media. That's how we get the word to go out. And sometimes these things even go viral in a small way. So how can people connect with Jared Lasky?
Yes, sir. They could go to fireborn ministries.com. That's F-I-R-E-B-O-R-N ministries.com. Fireborn, Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Dunamis power, fireborn ministries.com. They could email me info@fireborn ministries.com and they could get the books on Amazon, Barnes and Noble, anywhere online where books are sold.
That's great. And I want to thank you for being on my podcast today. I've spent my career covering the spirit filled community and, it's more than just a community of believers. There's also the doctrine and of course, we publish books too, including I've written a book about the Holy Spirit. So I want to thank you for being on. I want to thank you for your ministry. You have such a pure heart. I praise God for you, and I just wish you every blessing in the future. And with that, I'll give you the last word, and then I'll be back for a closing thought, encouraging people to subscribe and to share this again.
Yes, sir. Well, it's an honor. It's a pleasure to be on the Strang Report. You are doing amazing things through Charisma Media, resourcing the world with the power of the Holy Spirit. But I want people to know that there's so much more to the Spirit-filled, Spirit-empowered life. And the baptism with the Holy Spirit immerses you into more of God. It activates you to operate in all the gifts of the Holy Spirit and see your life change and transform, but also the world around you. And that's why I do what I do.
I hope you enjoyed my interview with Jared Lasky. I hope that you'll share it with others. Put it on social media. Let's make this thing go viral because we need the power of the Holy Spirit now more than ever. And while I invited Jared on to promote his book, and I hope you'll get it, I hope you'll read it as I have. I want to just call attention to the fact that my latest book, A Spirit-Led Living in an Upside-Down World, is a very different kind of book. It talks more about overall living in the Holy Spirit and some of the challenges that we face in what I call the upside-down world. And we really, really need the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And I'm doing everything I can through Charisma Media, on my Strang Report podcast, and in other ways, to promote this, because this message is not widely known. There are a lot of people who actually fight against it. And of course, the secular world, people who don't know Jesus, who have never learned about the Holy Spirit, they have no idea, but they need it too. So let's all become ambassadors, not only for the gospel of Jesus Christ, but also the deeper things of the Lord, which are available through the Holy Spirit. So thank you for watching. Thank you for sharing this. If you don't already subscribe, be sure to do so. I'm happy that my subscriptions are continuing to go up. Hit the little bell so that you know when we're on every Tuesday and Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Thank you for watching. Until next time, God bless you.